Even when immigrants feel like Americans, they do not forget their homelands. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is going to introduce us to a family from a small village in southern Iran. The family is working hard to be both American and Iranian at the same time. Saeed Ziayi and his wife Hadija Faraji both became American citizens just this month. Their story begins when Saeed came to the U.S. to attend West Virginia University in 1988.
Ziayi ended up in West Virginia because his parents had friends there. That made his dad feel better about sending him so far away. Ziayi says what little the Iranian media says about Americans isn't good, and when he got here, he discovered the misperceptions cut both ways. Fellow students would ask if his dad had an oil field. They figured that was the only way he could afford to go to school in the U.S.
Or they were asking, like, gee, guys, everyone has a car there, because every time they saw a movie, they portrayed people either walking bare feet in desert or everything's in chaos. And that's the only impression they got from that country.
Of course, these days, when Ziayi and his family go back to Iran, people there remark on how casual and modest they dress, not like those fancy duds they see in Hollywood flicks. Today, the family lives in a spacious house in Centerville, Virginia. Daughter Sahar is 3. Son Ahmad is 6 and likes to tinker on the piano with an assist from dad. Ziayi is a dentist. He met his wife, Hadija Faraji, on a trip home 9 years ago. Now she's a teacher's assistant at their children's school. They moved to this area near Washington, D.C., in part to be around a larger community of Iranians. And Faraji still marvels at how familiar their new home can feel.
We have everything, even non-religious and religious. We have everything.
There's a regional Persian-American Yellow Pages that lists Farsi-speaking services and contacts of every kind. There are 3 different mosques close by. Every evening, the family watches Iranian satellite TV. Numerous channels are put out by the huge Iranian community in Los Angeles. This movie is beamed directly from Tehran on a channel tailored to expats.
They have lessons. They teach Farsi, cooking lessons, religious lessons.
And it all helps Iranians here feel closer to the home they left. Yet, as the kids run around playing, Ziayi and Faraji say there is something missing.
Sometimes you're in an atmosphere where everyone speaks Farsi. All the paintings on the wall are Iranians. The food is Iranian. The menu is Iranian. Everything's Iranian. But when you look next to you, even though he's Iranian, he's not your uncle, he's not your brother, he's not your cousin.
Actually, sometimes, you know, in the middle of night, I'm thinking how I chose this kind of life, you know, to be far from my family forever. Sometimes I get headaches, and I keep blaming myself that how come I choose to be far from my family, from my parents.
Then they'll visit Iran, and after 2 weeks, Faraji says she's missing her life in Virginia. Ziayi rejects the term Muslim American. It's a political term, he says, used by those who want to isolate us. While he and his wife have heard stories of Muslims in the U.S. being harassed, they've not had a bad experience themselves. Still, being here has influenced their attitude toward their religion. When you're in a majority Muslim country, Ziayi says, you can take your faith for granted, slack off going to the mosque.
But here, suddenly it becomes a point that you're a minority and you kind of want to hold that group together. You're trying to be on time, you're trying to learn, you're trying to be a better person. If anything, it worked better for me.
So you're a better Muslim in America?
I guess.
Already, 6-year-old Ahmad is learning to recite the Quran.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Little sister Sahar will learn that too, but for now, she's eager to share another song. Saeed Ziayi and Hadija Faraji marvel at how their young children are absorbing 2 cultures, learning to speak both Farsi and English. They hope to keep taking the kids to Iran every few years, so the whole family will feel there's a place for them in both Iran and America. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
The people we've heard about this half hour are among more than 11 million naturalized citizens in the United States. The Department of Homeland Security also estimates that there are 8 million more immigrants who are here legally, over 18, and eligible for citizenship.